This past weekend, Super Smash Bros. Came out for the Wii U, and in addition to that, Amiibo is starting to show up.
Oh my gosh.
So we have an episode dedicated just for you guys, Super Smash Bros.
But Jesse's going to be sitting here playing it on the 3DS version the entire episode.
I'm not winning.
He's Captain Falcon.
Of course, you gotta be Captain Falcon.
This isn't Smash Brothers.
What? This is Smash Brothers.
Oh, this is Smash Brothers?
Oh, this is Monster Hunter.
Oh, I never played the game, actually.
Oh, okay. Jesse has a purple 3DS, and he bought Smash Brothers digitally.
I did. I'm all about the download, baby.
And he's becoming a professional.
If you get
Look,
all the
unlocked... I won. I flew all the way off the screen and won.
No,
that's bad.
Yeah,
if
bad.
You, you know, get your special up, you can ride the little Nintendog and use him as a
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
I don't know much about this game, but I know you're lying.
Okay.
Yeah. But first up, let's kick it off with some news.
Before we kick it off with news, we have four figures to talk about for Super Smash Brothers. We have, from Good Smile Company, we have Nendoroid Toon Link, mm-hmm. we have Figma Samus, we have Tamashii Mega Man, and the brand new Luigi, which should be shipping and showing up in January.
Oh no, he turned silver. Is that bad?
Oh, it's metal. It's metal. It's a power-up.
What is this? What's the glowing?
That's a Smash Ball. Okay, now you press... You want to press B right next to someone, just neutral B.
I'm smashing him.
Not a direction, just press...
Do you viewers at home play with items?
Just press neutral B next to someone.
Get the cheeseburger.
I don't know if it's neutral.
Okay, you just used it, but you wasted it.
And yeah, see, the car would have hit
nice.
Yeah, the car, you missed.
But you missed.
All okay. right.
Okay. All right. So news, ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. So the first thing up, you know, we're covering Tamashii today. We're doing Tamashii Mega Man, Tamashii Luigi, but Tamashii has officially... open their U.S. web store.
That's right.
That's right, folks. It is in beta, mm-hmm. and they are testing it out with our good buddy, Tony Chopper.
For the One Piece anime.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So they are putting this one item up, and I believe it closes at the end of November, and they're going to see how voracious the North American audience is for exclusive merch. There have been so many awesome Tamashii web exclusives in Japan that we have not been able to get our hands on yet. But luckily, that's all about to change, so we need our fans to go check them out, to order this, and that will just, that will burst the dam of
sure, yeah.
all the amazing... Sorry, I gotta get back to my game.
We'll totally put a link in the description so you can go check it out. Tony Chopper from The One Piece is the first thing available, but I know Tamashii wants to have so much more cool stuff on their US web store. So hit them up, give them some hits, give them some clicks, and show them some love.
Yeah, we love Tamashii.
I got a present.
Okay.
Oh, in the game. Okay. Second up, we've got a custom NECA Batman from, was it Mint Condition?
Yeah, the customizer is known as Mint Condition, and mm-hmm. in our last episode, we were talking about video game toys, and Jesse brought in the NECA Batman, and it's
first place, by the way.
You got it! Oh, that's not fair. The computers are level one.
Yeah. It's a fair challenge.
Anyway, so Jesse had mentioned that he was gonna, you know, with the NECA Batman, that people are going to start customizing, and lo and behold, someone's already done it.
Mm-hmm. We reviewed the NES colorway of the NECA Batman. Mm-hmm. He's pretty cool, like, with the purple, but, you know, obviously everyone's like, oh, I want the Tim Burton-style black and yellow Batman, so they jumped right on it. But my question is, how do they get the cape black?
Well, that's a very good question. I think it looks like there's a little bit more material here, so they probably just replaced it. With,
yeah, there's just two capes. He made a custom one. That had some wire frame, so he can make it like stiff, so it's like he's mm-hmm. opening up his cape. It's really, really cool. It's awesome, because the interesting thing that I didn't know about is that NECA can't do Batman legally.
Well, you know, there are other parties that have traditional 6-inch scale Batman figures. I wouldn't be surprised if this makes an official debut at a certain point in time.
Very cool. Very, very nicely done. Last piece of news we've got today is Pacific Rim Toys. Remember that movie? Anyone? No?
That movie is still selling product. However many months it's been since it debuted.
Yeah, we're getting battle-damaged Gypsy Danger.
That's right. Yeah, from the Hong Kong Brawl. And another yep. Jaeger, which is a Tactic?
Tactic Coyote?
It says Tactic Ronin.
Alright. Well, the great thing about Tic-tac. The movie... And, you know, it does suffer from a lot of things, but this particular Gypsy Danger figure comes with his awesome, like, you know, blade sword.
Right. Uh-huh.
And here's the thing about the movie. If you are a mech and you have this sword in your arm the whole time,
right.
why is there all this drama about, like, I can't charge my blast, there's not enough time? Just use the sword!
You could melee at any time.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like Dragon Ball Z. It's like Goku, like, has a huge fight, and he's like, well, you know what, fine, I'll do a spear bomb. You know? It's like, why don't you just do that from the beginning?
It's a lot like Super Smash Brothers in that sometimes you're fighting Toon Link.
Uh-huh.
And other times, you're not.
That's right, and we're actually covering Toon Link today. But that's a bit of news. I mean, we've seen a couple Pacific Rim toys. We've seen a couple toys from NECA in the past. One of Gypsy Danger. Some pretty cool things. You can actually get them at Toys R Us, I think.
Oh yeah, they're widely available.
Yeah, widely available.
And I'm not sure Little Mac's a great fighter.
Yeah. No.
Well, you use the neutral B when you get close to him, and he'll do a super punch. You have to be next to him, though.
You wasted
it.
Yeah, you wasted it.
I don't. Look, as you folks probably saw in a previous episode, I had bought Smash but only played it once. We're trying to remedy that tonight, and it's not going well.
You should pick a character that's a little bit easier to use from the get-go. I mean, Captain Falcon's, like, a good person to start using. I would maybe consider using, like, Fox or Mario.
Don't worry, I got the Fire Flower. Okay, come on, we're losing the audience here.
Put the game down!
It's time for the topic of the week,
which is Super Smash Brothers.
All right, so we have four awesome figures here. We have a Figma Samus, Nendoroid Toon Link, Tamashii Mega Man, and the brand new Luigi. Who do you want to cover first?
Well, it's funny because we actually had to get creative, right? There's no, like, official Nintendo Super Smash Brothers line, right? Correct. And yeah, it's from a different companies.
I think Jax tried to come kind of close to that, but, you know, it wasn't Smash specific.
Yeah, and what I'm thinking about...
I get it. You totally missed the pun. That was good. He had a good pun.
Was it a pun?
Jack Specific Smash Specific.
Whoa.
Unintentional pun.
It's amazing.
So when think about Smash toys and I think about, like, you know, the premium things, I'm just looking at Nintendo figurines that are out there that are just amazing. And it has to be, you know, within the scale of Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking as soon as the Nendoroid came out, and, you know, there's various figures like Mario and Luigi from Tamashii. We have Mega Man, which isn't exactly when we talk about it. We'll talk more about it, but, you know, we're going to see Snake, we're going to see Lucina from Figma, and then there's also Dark Pit and Pit. There's a lot of characters on the Smash roster that do show up in these high-end collectibles.
Yeah.
So let's start with Toon Link, because he is the newest one, I would say.
Here we have Toon Link. He was delayed, first off, twice, I think.
I'm shocked to hear that when it comes to a Japanese collectible.
Yeah, ridiculous, right?
So I'll tell you right now that, you know, this guy, if you haven't checked out our unboxing, this guy is one of my favorite toys that I have owned. And, Kate, how do you like yours?
Good one. This is actually yours because there was a slight miscommunication, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell the story.
No, save it for the show.
It's a long story.
It's a long story, but this is Nikki's. But I don't have one yet, which is very frustrating.
The long story is Cade lost it in a hand of cards, and they now know not to play Game of Chances together.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, no, that's
we gotta settle in Smash.
#. That's essentially it. But no, he's great. I mean, he's got the shield. He's got a heart piece, and which I wouldn't even thought of this, but you did with the limited edition Zelda chest that you get from Link Between Worlds is pretty much to scale with Toon Link.
Yeah, if you check it out, like, you're seeing footage of it right now, if you pre-ordered a Link Between Worlds, you receive this 3DS cartridge Zelda chest, and he's perfectly in scale with Jesse's eyes.
With Jesse's eyes. Yeah. That's frightening.
So,
I'm a link to your nightmares.
What? That wasn't a word.
I had to say that this figure and probably is, you know, my favorite iteration of Link. I love Toon Link. When Wicker came out, it's literally my favorite game in the franchise. Mm-hmm. And this figure totally does him justice. The best piece is the heart piece.
Like, because it's, like, clear.
They,
like,
nailed it. And the sword effect is great. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, if you're looking at Toon Link, the Nendoroid skill is perfect for him. He has a big head, you know, with a small body. And I think he's a perfect fit for your Smash Brothers collection.
This should be, this looks like candy.
You should eat it.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't eat it.
Okay, thank you.
This is definitely yours.
This is your figure, or this one?
No, this is all. This is yours. And that eats in his mouth. You have to touch that. You're going to desanitize that.
Awesome.
Toon Link is, like, it's one of those figures, or one of those characters that is just perfect for the Nendoroid model, right? He's just got the chibi, big face, big eye kind of look. And it's just spot on for him. So, even though it's got this chibi squash scale, it still kind of works.
Yeah. And again, he comes with, you know, arms and legs and, you know, and these classic faces that you would both see in Wind Waker and in Smash Brothers. And he comes with the actual Wind Waker in his hand.
Which is really cool. So the wand
is the Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's like the instrument of the game, like Ocarina of Time. And then in this game, it's the Wind Waker.
And you can conduct...
Yep, and it will change which direction the wind is going, mm-hmm. and your boat can sail across the ocean.
And Hans Zimmer did the soundtrack.
That's correct.
No, that's not true. But
it was actually Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, his cap is a little bit articulated, so you can kind of just move it around a little bit. Head, of course, you know, very minimal, but very cute.
And you can pit him against your Figma Link from the Skyward Sword, even though in Smash it is based off of, I want to say, Twilight Princess.
It's sort of its own iteration.
It's like a hybrid, you know?
Yeah, it's like an HD. I'm glad you knew that, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It is, but yeah, it's like a... Yeah.
Awesome. So this is great. Moving on within the Good Smile realm, we're going to move on to Figma Samus, which is actually Jesse's.
Yeah, we have him. You've had him... Her, I should say. You've had her for a while now.
I have. It's a great figure. You know, I had the old... there was a line of GamePro figures, and they were all really... fairly terrible action figures, and there was actually a Samus action figure back then. This was probably like
the only one,
early 2000s.
I've seen it on display at World of Nintendo.
Yeah,
that's the only time I've ever seen it.
It wasn't a terrible sculpt, but it did have almost no articulation in the shoulders. The shoulders were stationary,
mm-hmm.
so you could kind of only move the elbows.
Yeah,
and you know, Samus is such a rough and tumble type of gal.
Mm-hmm.
You really need dynamic posing and lots of articulation to kind of get all the moves going, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, especially in Smash Brothers. Yeah, she has all these, you know, punches and kicks, especially her neutral air. You know, this figure is so cool. Like, I pass up on it, and currently they're being re-released, mm-hmm. both mm-hmm. Link and Samus from the Figma line. And it's awesome. It's really, really good figure. But the blasts are very, I guess, specific to the Metroid Prime series,
sure.
you know, mm-hmm. because there are these beams. So that's why I actually keep this around, both for Mega Man and Samus.
Just a good effect.
Yeah,
in general.
Because in Smash Bros., it's straight up like a ball. Like,
look now, right. You're not supposed to mix Tamashii and Good Smile like this.
Well,
you'll tear a hole in the fabric of reality.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
What's
yeah.
changed? We don't know.
I was thinking that, like, you know, with the success of Smash Brothers and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and, you know, that there are so many figures in both Tamashii, from mm-hmm. Tamashii and Figma, they should start releasing, like, accessory packs that don't necessarily come with the figures initially.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, what Cade's holding...
Oh, yeah, I have Samus when she's rolled up in a ball.
Which mm-hmm. is so cool.
Very
it's
cool.
It's awesome. And in Smash Brothers, you'll see her like that when she drops a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be awesome if there was a Smash Brothers accessory pack for both, you know, Link, Samus, and all the Pit figures, so it came right. with, like, Samus bombs, you know, Pit shield, yeah. and maybe some dark arrows. And
Where do her internal organs go?
Not really sure how it works. I have no idea, actually.
Like, feel how sharp this is.
Where? What part?
Where?
The knee pads?
Oh, my... Yeah,
it's dangerous.
It is dangerous, but...
I'm going to start a petition to ban this toy. Uh-oh. It is very dangerous.
Are you a Florida mom?
I am from Florida.
The best part about this is literally the upper body. They just nailed that perfectly.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, but they really did. It's just like, even just the visor.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
That's a great, like, paint job. And mm-hmm. I remember when Kay was looking at it in the bag, I was like, oh, I wish it was more metallic. Took it out of the bag. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
The shine on it is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice sheen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one of your favorite Figma figures?
Look, I love all my Figmas equally, which is to say they collect a lot of dust in my display case.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites. I also like to take the guts from Berserk's head and put him on the body. You know, they're both sort of warriors that are missing a hand, so to speak, and, you know, they have a certain kinship that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is so sick.
Super cool.
If you're looking for the Samus figure to buy for your collection... Definitely check out Figma's Samus Aran.
Yeah. I hope they do, like another iteration, like, in one of her alternate suits, or even, like, a Dark Samus.
I would like a Fusion.
A Fusion. Yeah. I love... That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I just would like to see her unmasked. How about an alternate head?
Oh, you mean like as the toy? I thought you meant in general. Like that's not. Yeah. That's like that's knowledge that's out there.
No, that would be so sick if they had
Zero suit.
Yeah, there's a statue of her that exists, but
So that's Samus. Mm-hmm. Now we got my personal favorite, the Blue Bomber.
The Blue Bomber.
Mogar Man.
So with the new version of Smash, tell us a little bit about Mega Man and why he's so unique to this game.
Oh, this version of Mega Man?
Correct.
What's interesting about this Mega Man is, well, first of all, every character has a Final Smash, right? When Mega Man jumps in with his Final Smash, you'll see multiple iterations. I'm not sure if you've gotten this far in the game, but you'll see multiple iterations of Mega Man.
In the two times I've played it, yes.
You'll see multiple iterations of Mega Man. You'll see Mega Man X, Mega Man.exe.
Legends.
Mega Man Legends. Yeah, you'll see all those
And those are all playable?
No, it's just in his Final Smash, like, animation.
Yeah, they all come in.
They do, like, a super blast.
Yeah, they do, like,
Is the fat Mega Man there, too?
Oh, you mean from the classic? No. Yeah, that was...
Missed opportunity.
No, box art Mega
Man. And the cartoon one shows up with the eyes later, like, Mega! Yeah. Mogomon. No.
Anyway, so... Mogomon. What's interesting, though, is the Mega Man in Smash is not really from any official Mega Man game. And that's kind of beautiful, because Smash has a distinct art style, like kind of an overall art style for every character, right? And so they've kind of developed this Mega Man... not this Mega Man, but the Mega Man in the game from just looking at the NES version sprite and saying, let's bring him into a 3D space. Let's update him. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what he is. And so there's no figure of that right now, but this is as close as we can get.
So in preparation for this episode, I walked into a comic store and I saw this bad boy. And I was like, this might be the Mega Man that fits the scale. Mm. And, you know, literally 5 minutes of owning this, I broke his arm. So now it's just it's glued. And then Matt Bolland, the intern, is like, oh, cool. And then I was like, oh, just be careful of his arm. And then it broke again. Well, as soon as I had this in my hand, and this is a Toy Biz Mega Man that was sold.
This is from Marvel vs. Capcom, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, and he does come with extra armor pieces that you can attach for when he does his, like, you know, his Ultra. Yep. And he is relatively in scale, but after owning this, I was just like, man... He's good. He's okay. Mm-hmm. He is okay. And I was like, man, I'm just going to go get the Tamashii right now. And because, you know, even though this one is so great and he is, like, smaller, but again, he is from Marvel's Capcom, so he does actually have his legs, and they extend, you know, for, like, that kick he does in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's good. He is a great Mega Man, but the Metallic is nice.
But this one's better.
That one is better. Definitely. Yeah. So I had to get him for this episode. And even though he's not in the, you know, specific... Smash 4 scale.
Yeah.
He's, you know, the colors are on point. Mm-hmm. You can just totally do all those classic Mega Man poses.
Yep.
He comes with 3 alternate expressions. Comes with Rush, which is in Super Smash. Mm-hmm. And he comes with that helmet head.
Oh, yeah. Rush is his up B, so you can totally kind of reenact that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, helmet head anime here.
On a side note, for a future episode, I have actually tracked down a bunch of Mega Man hand samples from my days at Jazzwares, including things that have never been released before.
Like Woodman and Iceman?
No comment. You'll have to tune in soon to find out.
Yeah, I mean, we should definitely do a Mega Man dedicated episode, as well as Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic.
Sonic.
Yes. We have to do a Sonic episode at some point.
A lot of people were asking about Sonic, and if you were going to pick up a Sonic specifically for your Smash Bros. Line, I would look at the Nendoroid Sonic, because that's pretty good.
It's pretty good, not the exact one.
You don't think that's the right one?
It's not, because that's the one from the classic Sonic games, whereas the Sonic in the Smash game is kind of closer to the newer Sonic.
Well, what about...
Not Sonic Boom, though.
Okay, we'll talk about some more characters and what toys, and we can pin them up as each other.
Yeah.
But
we should go down the roster.
The whole roster?
Yeah, go down the whole roster, because, you know...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so it might be interesting.
Okay, that's fine.
You say, no, yes, no.
Okay, sounds good. So last but not least, we are good friends at Tamashii Nations.
My favorite toy, possibly of all time, is Tamashii Figure Arts Luigi.
Luigi. Yes. So we did a nice spotlight on him, and again, you should be seeing him if you pre-ordered him around January 2015.
Yep.
But we have him here in the office... And honestly, I like him more than the Mario.
Yes, yeah, hands down.
You realize, you know, that Mario and Luigi are really a retelling of Cain and Abel from the Bible.
That's not true.
And that Luigi will eventually be brained with a stone to death.
That is not true. No, that's not true.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on Did You Know Gaming.
What's the Bible?
Did You Know Gaming, check out a link in the description. They're a great YouTube channel. We would love to have them on the show.
Mm-hmm. We're really busy, guys. Sorry.
That would be kind of cool, though, to have them on for a video game episode.
Yeah. Did you know that this character is based off of Luigi?
They're just going to narrate over our show. Yeah. They don't appear on it.
We're the game theorists. They're related channels.
Okay. So more about this toy. Cade, you're saying that this is one of your favorite collectibles of all time.
Yes.
What do you love about it?
It's Luigi. That's why. That is just it. It's just sort of like for Jesse, you know, anything snake, right? Mm-hmm. Anything.
Yeah, he loves snakes.
Yeah. I'm actually impervious to venom.
Mm. Right. Well, no, anything Metal Gear specifically snake is, you know, just like he has to have it. Like that's kind of how I feel about Luigi. Like I have a broken what is it?
Kinex
Luigi on my desk.
Did
I
you ever
this.
Get an apology out of Kinex?
No, I didn't. Jerks.
We know you're watching.
Can jerks?
Send this boy a new Luigi.
Yeah, for
get
real.
Get it together.
Come on.
So you'll see him in January 2015, and also will be available is an additional set.
Oh, play sets, yeah.
Which is a red pipe.
Yeah, it's got a red pipe.
Buzzy beetle.
Piranha plant.
Crack pipe.
No.
Crack pipe, yes.
It's a beetle?
Buzzy beetle is the name
That's
of
the name?
Yeah.
That's funny.
The guys you couldn't step on.
Well, you can step on them.
A couple gold coins and some blocks, yeah. But
well, Tamashii was so cool.
Yeah.
And they gave us a bag full of coins.
Yeah, they gave us, it was like 49 gold
coins. Enough for a one-up.
It was their entire display at New York Comic Con for this guy, so.
Yeah, they love us. Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. He's perfect right next to the Tamashii Mario. I mean, they're both obviously right in scale. And I love just looking at him all day, every day on my desk.
Let me ask you something. What if I want to buy a figure, but I also want the figure to enhance my gameplay? What am I going to do?
Well, then you're probably looking for the official, amiibo.
No, that's not it.
Yes.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. No, it is. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So this past weekend, Smash came out, amiibo came out, and Cade, you said that you picked up a couple.
I picked up a couple, and they are awesome. I really like them. They're statues, but they're super cool. You're checking out some footage of it right now.
This almost makes me want to buy a Wii U.
Almost. What's amiibo?
So amiibo is basically these little statues, specifically the trophies that you get in the game. Jesse, again, I'm not sure you've gotten this far.
Yeah. If you beat Classic Mode with a character, you will get their trophy, and of that character, that's the same exact stance that you will get in an amiibo.
It's a specific pose, and that's why there was a lot of controversy over, oh, there's this plastic holding up Wii Fit Trainer, blah, 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 because...
It doesn't look like the trophy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it does look like the trophy. That's the problem. They wanted the exact same model, and so it's hard to get that pose.
Yeah.
They should have just done something.
Yeah. It's like,
that's where you get the glances at the panties, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's a Princess Peach, yeah.
I mean, I'm just happy that Wii Fit Trainer actually wears yoga pants, you know?
You're a disgusting human being.
Okay, well.
Sure.
Hashtag toy pizza misogyny.
I was talking about the male trainer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bro.
Feminist.
So, on my hit list for amiibo, in the first wave, you've got 11, I believe, amiibo, which they're all really great. You know, not my favorite. I'm looking more forward to the third wave. The second wave has some cool ones coming out next month in December. But the third wave is coming in February of next year. I mean, that's got Mega Man, Sonic, DDD. Like, those are the big ones that I want.
The only one worth getting is, you know, I really love the Mega Man, but where's Duck Hunt? Come on.
He's coming later, right?
Duck Hunt is probably the best addition to Smash since Mario or Jigglypuff.
All right, well, we can argue
if that. If I could pick one amiibo that would add a character to Smash, and I'm going to say the name wrong, you're going to correct me.
Okay. Shin Megami Tensei.
Tensei.
Yeah.
Strange Journey. I love that game.
Uh-huh.
There was actually a Sofubi made of the main character.
Oh, that's cool.
I've never been able to track it down. So if somebody out there has one, you know, drop me a line. I'd love to buy it. But I absolutely love that game.
Yeah.
And him being in Smash Brothers would be amazing. Nintendo,
I could see that.
Make it happen.
I could see that, actually.
So now that we're talking about Smash Brothers, we can talk about what toys they should make. But what other characters would you want to see in the world of Nintendo in Smash Brothers?
I think I just said one.
Okay, that's yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so inside of...
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Put me on the spot here. Well, you know, he's one of my favorite villains. I think we need more big boys in the series.
Fat boys.
Yes.
Bad boys.
And bad boys.
I'm trying to not be so abrupt. But yes, we need more fat boys in the Smash series.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
Everyone wants him.
Knights of the Slice.
King K. Rool.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I mean, if not King K. Rool, I would like to see how they handle, like, you know, any of the Kongs to join Smash, like Lanky, for example. Yeah. Like, he is just Dawson from Street Fighter. Yoga Flame.
What about Tori Burch?
I have no idea who that is.
The lady that makes those slippers.
I can't imagine her being...
Rich women wear them.
I can't imagine her. Goku? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, honestly, like, I like the Mii Fighters. I know you like the Mii Fighters. More versions of those.
You mean specifically me, like a figure
I don't
of
like
Mew.
No, yeah. Not you. Okay. But they have Brawler, Shooter, and Swords. I like and more iterations of the Mii Fighter. I think would be interesting.
Reggie?
Yeah, I have him already. But I'm saying, like, maybe that. King K. Rool is a great addition.
How about some of those characters from Homestuck?
No, it's not really a video game.
I agree. I think you mentioned this before, but... Shovel Knight would be cool.
Shovel Knight would be awesome.
Yeah, like a 3D version of him would look so sick.
Shovel Knight would be perfect for the
Those are some beautiful Shovel Knight images appearing on screen right now.
Shovel Knight would be perfect for it. You know, it's a little bit smaller. It's like more of an indie game, so it would be, I think, tougher to get in. Yeah. I think Snake shouldn't have been X'd out. I think he should be brought back, honestly.
But he should be brought back as, like, you know, Snake in Metal Gear 3 or...
Or in a wheelchair.
Peace Walker. Or in a wheelchair.
That would be cool.
Final Smash.
Yeah.
Bye.
I don't know. I think some more characters from the Bandai Namco side, since they did that heavy involvement in making.
Hitsune Miku should definitely be in Smash.
No, probably not.
Maybe.
You tell us, fans, in the comments.
Yeah, who would you want to see in Super Smash Brothers? And try and keep it, you know, ideal, realistic.
So now, talking about the toys, if you were looking for specific characters that we didn't show you today, I would definitely say get Mario from Tamashii, Dark Pit and Pit from Figma.
Yeah, those are cool.
Snake and Lucina that are coming out.
I thought we were going to go down the roster.
For Figma. I don't have the roster in front of me.
Right there.
I don't think he has all the characters unlocked.
Oh, my battery's dead.
He doesn't, you're right.
But, you know, that brings up a good point. We have reviewed in unboxing and in spotlights most of these characters, so be sure to check out our channel, and you're going to see... A lot of these.
Yeah, and also, if you just love Nintendo toys, check out our World of Nintendo episode.
Yep.
Check out our Mario episode. Mm-hmm. Check out our Pokemon episode.
Yeah. But it's fine.
So, I mean, on our channel at Toy Pizza, we have so many Nintendo videos that you can watch and what collectibles to collect. But now we're going to answer some Q&As.
That's right.
My mind is smashed.
They're over there.
Let's do it.
I mean,
question number
if somebody else wants to...
Nobody can read my handwriting.
Oh, true.
Question number one comes from CharDog1.
Okay.
And he asks, why the purple color for the debut of Game Boy Color, Advance, GameCube, etc.?
Oh, that's interesting.
You answer it.
You have the purple 3DS, but...
In my case, I bought the purple one because that was the only one in stock at Amazon. Mm. But it does seem to be a very popular debut color for them.
Right. Do you know why?
I don't. I'm curious. What do you think?
I think it's because it's an easy color to market to our boys and girls.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you right now, purple didn't necessarily... I mean, for the N64, the clear purple was, like, the coolest controller. Mm-hmm. When GameCube came out, I got the black one, but if I could have the orange one, the Japanese one...
Oh, sure, yeah.
I was just like, oh, man, like, I wanted that so bad. But the purple GameCube controller that was cut in half with the clear backing, that was a cool controller.
Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, I stand by my theory.
I think you're right, because Nintendo really probably has a more 50-50 split in its consumer base than, you know, Xbox One or PlayStation or Atari Jaguar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Makes
sense. Moving on, Dude Mama 23 asks, favorite Marvel Legends figure? This is a good one.
That's also a very good question. Pertain to Super Smash Bros.
Not at all.
But that's okay.
Funny game, you need a little palate cleanser in between courses.
Okay, favorite Marvel Legends figure.
Well, it's not entirely outside the realm of video gaming because...
Sure, funny.
You know, Capcom versus X-Men and Capcom versus Street Fighter was such a huge franchise. So, you know, there were a couple characters sprinkled out in there from Marvel.
Mine is Mega Man.
What? No. I still haven't bought it. I think I'll buy it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time. It's not like a rare figure, but it's just the Spider-Man. Like, he's
just
cool.
Classic.
The Marvel Legends Spider-Man, yeah.
With all the articulation.
Yeah, he has wrist things.
Web shooters.
No, his hands come apart.
Okay.
I would need time to think about this, but the one that pops out in my mind that I got and I was really blown away by was the Black Panther. Because it was one of the first times they had texturing all over it. And I could be mistaken, but I think it was a Phil Ramirez sculpt. I'd have to check on that. But it was, you know, he had this sort of gold claws in each individual finger, and there was just this awesome sort of texturing going on that, you know, you really hadn't seen in that scale of action figure.
But
so
did he have a big bulge?
I mean, they all do.
Okay. Oh. Good.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I think they do an excellent job with just all their Iron Man, like especially the one that like that's like the black and blue one that looks like he's from Tron.
Oh, like Stealth.
Yeah, like I like that one a lot too. And I was just like, Iron Man, they've been doing very, very well out of all of them. Like if I'm in a Toys R Us, like that's the one that gets me like closest to purchasing one.
Is Marvel Legends? I can be the dumb dumb this time, but is Marvel Legends the this size or it's the?
I think that what they're asking is really like the classic Marvel Legends, which would be the 6-inch scale one.
Right, the bigger box, like the $30. Yeah. Okay,
I think
so,
the one Nikki's talking about has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, you're talking about the smaller ones, yeah.
Moving on!
Moving on!
Okay.
Final question from Jalen Blanton. Most memorable Nintendo moment.
Okay.
And I had mine, and now I cannot remember.
Okay, I'll take the first one. Okay. Me, you know, I didn't get in, like, you want to go?
No.
Okay, I'll go.
I remember it.
All right, so I was, you know, Nintendo fan growing up. I missed the GameCube era. Kind of got a Wii when Brawl came out, played Mario Kart, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't start tracking Nintendo and actually being, like, a huge fan of it probably until, you know, right when Skyward Sword came out. And I was just up until that release for Skyward Sword. Like, I was just constantly like, oh, what's gonna be like? And then the day it came out, I woke up early, went to GameStop, got the exclusive Skyward Sword Wiimote, which is gold, and I played it, like, all day, and I beat the game. Like, I played it every single day for, like, 6 hours a day for, like, a week, and I beat it. And just that whole week is so memorable for me, I think.
Wow. I remembered mine. It was, at some point, I had no parental supervision, and it was just
It was yesterday. You moved out of your parents' house.
It was yesterday I moved out of my parents' house, and there was a winter break at school. So I had a whole week where I had no supervision, no one was around. I think my older brother was floating in and out of the house.
Okay.
And I had Final Fantasy III for Super Nintendo. And I ate Doritos and drank soda all day and listened to Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness on a constant loop.
Isn't that great?
And I beat the entire game, and it was like, I would love to go back in time and just re-experience that.
That's great.
That's a
needless to say, I did not have a girlfriend.
Well, of course not.
That makes sense.
Took 7 or 8 years.
I have to say, hearing this question, it just makes me realize just how much like Nintendo has been in my life throughout the ages. Like I have spoken that, like, you know, installing NES to your TV for the first time.
Yeah.
But like I distinctly remember, like my memory of Toys R Us is actually the GameCube release, and I just remember shopping for it. And it's being like, this is the controller I want. And I just remember playing Brawl, many, many hours and days accumulated for time spent to playing Smash Brothers. But, you know, you mentioned Super Nintendo. I remember not having Super Nintendo and just playing it when I went to either of my cousin's house. I remember playing Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That first stage.
The Star Wars games are all
great.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah. And then also just like Turtles in Time just being like, how the hell do you throw the Foot Ninja at the screen? I can't do it. And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So I would say GameCube release and playing Super Nintendo at my relative's house.
Well, that was a great question. Those were all great questions, except for you, Charlie. But we want to thank everybody for contributing. Continue to leave us some comments and ask us some more Q&As.
Yeah.
And what are you guys thinking about the new Smash? Is it the best one yet, or is Melee still number one?
Or is it worth buying a Wii U for? Please say yes, so Nikki will get one.
I like playing 3DS because I can play that by myself on the train. I don't have to go to someone's house. I don't have to wait till I get home. I can play it while I'm working.
I'll keep that in mind. By yourself.
And people don't want to go to your urine soap house.
That's true.
Yeah.
So definitely check out all the toys that we covered today. Check out our channel for more Nintendo videos. And as always, pizza out.